El Pacifico in Southern California. My name is Stephen Bozell, and along with me is Bud Dickman. We're going to hear from Coach Vernon Dozier, and we're also going to hear from Jack Armstrong on the Jack Armstrong way of looking at things. Right here on the Steve Bozell Sports Hour, filling in on the Phil Henry Show for today. I'm Steve Bozell, along with Bud Dickman, and we'll have Vernon Dozier.
Does Jack get said a lot of that?
Okay, I did say that, didn't I? And welcome to the program, everyone. Well, we got, I probably shouldn't say this, but they told me that you should be very clear as to what it is going on. We got sickness in here. We got disease in here. And what I mean by that, if you probably know back in the olden days, what's that, bud?
Well, you did have to do that.
Yeah, well, I do have to do. Bud Dickman's with it. I do have to do it because I want people to know.
Yeah, I know. You're too TMI, man. It's too TMI.
Well, you don't say too TMI. You say it's TMI, but Bud feels I'm giving you TMI, too much knowledge.
Too much information.
Too much information. But I feel that I'm not. I have to tell you that we do have disease, and I would say that you need to stay clear of whatever device you're hearing the program on today. Please stay away. Please stay away. And the reason why I'm saying that is Mr. Henry has come down with some kind of cold. Now, he had a flu shot. He wants me to tell everyone he believes very deeply in a flu shot. And he also wants everyone to know that he'd be much sicker if he did not have flu shot and probably would not have vocal cords. But apparently his vocal cords is not up 100%.
Yeah, got to be 100% for the vocal cords. And probably had he not had a flu shot, it would have been worse, and he would not have had a vocal cords for weeks.
Exactly. So he's resting them vocal cords one more time. And what we thought we'd do is because I got the word late last night about 9:45, which, I know it sounds...
That's what everybody does.
No, but it's true. I did get the word late last night about 9:45. When my baby, I was about to say when my baby come in. No, late last night, about 9:45, all the kids, late last night.
About 9:45, Mr. Henry called.
Yeah, Mr. Henry called me, and he said, are you up to doing the Steve Bozell sports, sports cavalcade? And I said, well, I tell you, I've been excited, and I've been proud, but I don't think I've ever felt as proud and as excited and as filled with just the life, just life and vigor and everything. When I heard him say, are you ready to take the Steve Bozell cavalcade full on live? And I said, Mr. Henry, I've never been readier. And he said, then the ball's in your court and you got it. And you take the ball. It's in your court. And I said, you mean my court? He said, yeah, I'm sorry. And run with it. And I said, well, if it's in my court, I can't run with it. I got to dribble it.
Otherwise, it's traveling.
Yeah, otherwise it's traveling. And Mr. Henry said, good call. He himself acknowledged that he wasn't thinking. So if anybody ever tells you the ball's in your court, go ahead and run with it. You need to kind of throw the flag on that a little bit. So anyway, welcome to our Steve Bozell Cavalcade. My name is Steve Bozell, and I'm a father, and I'm a construction contractor from Corona, California. And I don't consider myself to be anything special at all. I'm just a regular man trying to make my way in this world, trying to do the thing that, I felt that God wanted me to do, which was to have a family. And now I get to do sports on the Phil Henry Show on the Cavalcade here. So I'm very excited about it. I'm going to have on here Vernon Dozier, and he's going to talk about football. I'm also going to have Jack Armstrong, and he'll give us the Jack Armstrong, Steve Bozell Cavalcade sports log. And we'll talk about the playoff games that are coming up on this weekend.
Yeah, but both of it's probably going to be about the football.
Absolutely. I mean, we're football fans here. I know a lot of you may say, well, are you going to talk about basketball and hockey? And I'd have to say to you, with all due respect, no, we're not. Not because we don't find those to be, I guess, valuable sports, but I wouldn't go near those,
Yeah, we're not. There's no way.
There's no way. I can't do it. All right, so I tell you what I'm going to do. What I'm going to do and what I'd like to do are probably two different things. What I'm going to do right now is, first of all, Bud, you and I'll just recap very briefly this past weekend's football in the National Football League, and then we'll bring on Vernon Dozier. Now, the first thing we want to talk about is a championship game between in the New England Patriots and in the Denver Broncos.
What do you mean in the? Just slow down.
At the New England Patriots at.
Yeah. Well, thanks a lot, Steve.
Wait. Hold on. I just want everybody to know this is the Steve Bozell Sports Cavalcade of Sports.
The Cavalcade of Sports.
The Cavalcade of Sports. And now here's Bud Dickman.
Thanks very much, Steve. Well, you better do it.
All right, I'll do it. I think that the New England Patriots obviously was not ready to play. Denver looked fired up on defense. They looked fired up at home. They looked just fired up. And I think Peyton Manning said it very well when they said, well, Peyton, you know, you had a hell of a game. He said, no. He said, our defense had a hell of a game. And that was it. That defense picked off Brady, pressured Brady. I tell you, he couldn't.
Well, yeah, but I think Peyton Manning being in the lineup made a big difference. He made some big plays and completed some big passes in the first half. And I think that the team would not have rallied around the offense as paltry as it was it not for Peyton Manning being in there.
Well, there's no question that Peyton Manning is a force to be reckoned with and everything like that. But I just, anyway, so what else do you want to say?
And then the defense of the Broncos.
Oh yeah, and the defense of the Broncos was just outstanding. Steve Atwater. God, I'm talking about Steve Atwater.
Who's he?
He used to be on the Broncos. Just the defensive effort by the Broncos was really outstanding. Then you move on to the other game, which was the Atlanta Cardinals and the Arizona Cardinals and the Carolina Panthers. And that was pathetic. I mean, the way that Carolina come in, and I know that even though they was playing on the road, was Arizona, I think that they should have played way, way, way better. But that's what we're going to talk to Coach Vernon Dozier about here, because Coach Dozier is a motivator, and I think he, is going to be able to tell everybody what went wrong there. So you had those two, teams. So now you have the Super Bowl is going to be the New England Patriots, and it's going to be
the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, the Denver Broncos and the Carolina Panthers coming up in a week and a half, and we'll be talking about that with Coach Vernon Dozier. When we come back here on the Cavalcade of Sports, here on the Phil Hendry Show, I'm Steve Bozell.
More on that Steve Bozell Cavalcade. Yeah.
Man, you don't have to go, yeah, man, all right?
But
I said you don't have to. Could you turn that down? I'd appreciate if you don't go, yeah,
Well, it's just, it gives it the excitement of it,
Yeah, I know that, but you don't have to. I think I would assume everybody's excited.
But just keep it going.
All right, welcome back. Turn it down, man, please, God. Thank you, Steve. I'm Steve Bozell. He's Bud Dickman, and I'm going to have to assume you're all excited to be here, and we don't need to have Bud going, yeah,
Well, just in case they're not.
Well, if they're not, you
just let it go, man.
Well, no, I'm not. I don't want to let it go. I mean, yeah, I will let it go. I just want to say, if they're not, you're not going to make it any, by you going, hey, that's not going to get it any better.
What?
Everybody being excited.
Well,
I'm not going to argue with you. This is the Steve Bozell Cavalcade of Sports. Okay, so turn it down. Thing down, man. We're very excited here on Steve Bozell's Cavalcade of Sports to have with us a very respected voice on the Phil Hendry Show. He's been on the program many times, and we love to hear him as he does talks about sports and talks about football. He's a longtime football coach at Belmar Academy and of Glendale, California, and he is Coach Vernon Dozier. Coach, how you doing today, sir?
Hey, boys, how are you?
I'm good, sir. Coach Dozier, we want to talk to you about professional football, and Bud wanted to ask you something.
Yeah, you were in the professional ranks, right?
Yeah, I was a professional coach in the United States Football League. I was not a head coach. I was a defensive coordinator with the Boston Breakers, and I was also a defense coordinator with the Arizona Wranglers, and then I left and I come back to the college ranks and coach in high school.
And you've been coaching high school football a good long time.
Yeah, about 25 years.
Hey, Coach, let me ask you something. I know there's a big difference between college ball and what's the biggest difference between you coached college, you coached pro, and you coached high school? And what would you say the differences are? I know there's difference in talent and everything, but what are the big major problems at each level?
Well, you know, it's a good question, actually, because the biggest problem at a high school level are the parents. And then the biggest problem at the college level are the alumni. And then the biggest problem at the pro level are the agents and the managers. You know, so
they're never the players.
No, the players are not the problem at all. The players are the least of your problems. The problems you have, if you're talking external to football, yeah, like I said, at the high school level, it'd be the parents. I've been on the Phil Henry show talking about this. And then at the high school level or the college level, you got alumni who are trying to tell you your job. And then
that's the agents.
It's what
you said. And then it's the agents at the pro level.
Yeah, then it's the agents. Then it's the agents asking you, why aren't you playing my man more? Because he needs to get his numbers up. Because if he don't get his numbers up, then he's not going to be able to go back to the team after at the in the off season and demand a raise or something like that. Because I always used to say to these agents, I said, look, I tell you what, I had to take it from parents and I had to take it from alumni. But if you think I'm going to take it from pipsqueak little turd like you, I said, and I said to one agent representing a player of ours by the name of Jimmy Walton, not Jimmy Walton, Johnny Walton was our quarterback, but he was representing a defensive back, excuse me, by the name of Terry Walton. And I said, I'll tell you what you do. There's the door. I'll give you to the count of three. And then you're going to go through that door with your head stuffed in that ashtray. It was one of those standing, remember the old school standing ashtrays?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I said, I'm going to stuff you head first into that ashtray and then roll you down the hall in it. And he said something like, well, no, you know, I can't, you know, I hope you don't, something like that. I said, okay. And from the next office, I was told later, all the secretaries could hear from the next office was, no, you don't, like something like that, because they heard the man being wedged. And then they heard, which was the sound of the wheels on the floor. So they heard, and then, and...
Did it scare them?
It scared them a little bit, yeah. They were frightened. But I said, it's only me, it's only Coach. And that was the end of that guy. So, you know, I don't want to be a bad guy and say that, you know, if you take me on, you're taking on the devil, but...
Well, I mean, Coach, a lot of times you do have to talk to agents and, you know...
Oh, yeah, you do. But it depends on the player. I would say that if you've got a great player, you know, if you've got great football players and you need to talk to their agents, you need to talk to their managers, you need to talk to their representatives, of course you will. But if it's some little punk face that he ain't doing your team no good anyhow, and on top of that he's got an agent that's pounding on your door morning, noon, and night, you say to him, let me tell you what I'm going to do. I got an ashtray. It's one of these standing ashtrays. I said, you can have a cigar and sit down and talk like a gentleman with me, or you can be a cigar and I'll put you out in that. And they go, how dare you talk to me? And then you hear, and then you hear,
and it's the...
That's the guy's head going in.
No, but the...
Well, that's the wheels of the ashtray.
The wheels of the ashtray, huh?
Yeah, we had ashtrays with wheels on them. So, not that that's any...
We're talking here with Vernon Dozier. He's head coach of Belmar Academy, and talking about football. All right, and just talk about your experiences as a pro coach and at the high school level and college level. And where'd you coach at college?
I coached at my alma mater, which was Cal State LA, for about a year. And then I went to the pros. And when I came back from the pros, I went right to high school because I had an offer first to be coaching in the Valley. Out in San Fernando Valley with Notre Dame, and I turned that down. And then I got the Belmar job.
And you've been at Belmar Academy 25 years, and you've won a lot of titles. I want to ask you, Coach, about the upcoming Super Bowl. And I guess it's...
Which teams do you think is going to win?
Look, I don't want to ask him that right now.
I'd be happy to tell you. It's not teams, it's team.
Well, yeah.
I don't want to ask him that now. I wanted to ask you about the playoff games.
You talk about the AFC and the...
Yeah, the conference games?
Yeah, the conference games were a joke. Well, not a joke. I mean, look, I thought New England could have played a lot better. I think New England should have played much, much better than they did. I think that they should have taken advantage of the fact that Peyton Manning, while he was having a good game, I don't think Peyton Manning was having his best game. And I don't care if he was rolling out of the pocket and all that stuff. That's pretty pathetic to say, well, because Peyton Manning was suddenly mobile and doing a whole lot of bootlegging and this kind of stuff. Oh, wow, that threw the Patriots off. That's ridiculous. Any pro top-caliber defense should be prepared for that and should know how to play that. So I thought the New England defense was pathetic. But then on top of that, naturally, offensively, Tom Brady, I guess he reached his Waterloo, man. Because I will tell you this right now, Tom Brady at his age and the way Denver was able to manhandle him, I don't think he's ever going to have another Super Bowl win again as long as he lives. Now, that's a tough thing.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. That's a tough thing to say, but they got his number now. And every defense in the league is going to be all over him like white on rice. They're going to be all over him like stink on you-know-what. And believe me, when I say stink on you-know-what, and I don't mean this bad about Brady. I think he's the top of the line of what he is. But let's say he was you-know-what. Well, the stink coming off of him, you know.
Yeah, okay, I understand. So Denver's now in the Super Bowl. How about the other teams?
What other teams are you giving you?
I'm sorry, but the other team.
Yeah, you're talking about Carolina.
Yeah.
I think Carolina's going to win the football game.
Oh, you do? So you don't think that Peyton Manning's going to be blessed a second week in a row?
No, not a chance. Not a chance. Peyton Manning's going to lose that game, and he'll lose it for the same reason he's lost all the other big games in his life. He's going to be pressured into making mistakes, and he'll make a key mistake at a key time. As far as the offense, Denver played a good ball game against one of the greatest quarterbacks in the history of the game, Tom Brady. But I think that Cam Newton presents a whole other set of problems for them. And I'm not just talking about a scrambling quarterback. I think I'm talking about a controlled running quarterback, a zone read quarterback, who is young, who's smart, who is getting better as the years go by, hasn't even reached his peak yet. And I think he's going to get the better of the Denver defense. And on top of that, I think that the Carolina Panthers are going to dial it up against Peyton Manning. So
you're picking the Carolina Panthers to defeat Denver.
Absolutely. Yes, I am.
What about a point spread, Coach?
I don't want to give a point spread, but if you want me to, I'd say it's going to be Denver. I mean, it's going to be Carolina by, 3.5, something like that.
Well, that's Coach Vernon Dozier here on the Steve Bozell Cavalcade of Sports, and I really appreciate you being on the line with us here, Coach, and on a day where Mr. Henry is,
he's out sick. I hear that excuse all the time. Well, I'm very. What is this, man?
I think this is the Belmar Academy marching band.
Let me listen to this for a minute. Yeah, that's us. Yeah. Will you listen to that? I told them, I said, why don't you get some kids that know how to play these horns? And they said to me, are you trying to be funny? And I said, no, why would I be funny? I said, those are horns. They said, yeah. I said, those horns sound like they're off. Just, yeah, you hear that?
Yeah, they do sound a little out of tune.
Yeah, they're out of tune. I said, get somebody. I said, anybody. I don't care what it is or who it is. I don't care if it's human or if it's, get someone that can play a horn. But they don't listen. They don't listen at all. I said, I got a brother that plays trombone. They said they have to be students. I said, oh, all right, so.
All right, Coach, thanks a lot.
What?
Thanks a lot.
What? I can't hear you.
Thanks a lot.
I can't hear you, asshole.
Thanks a lot. Never mind. All right.
Did he know?
Yeah, he did know. He just. All right, folks, we'll be right back. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And we have Jack Armstrong with Jack Armstrong's Sports Notebook coming up. And we'll be right back here on the Steve Bozell Cavalcade with the Sports Notebook. Yeah. Well, there you go again. He always loves to do that. He goes, yeah. let's take time now and go to Jack Armstrong's Cavalcade of Sports Sport Notebook. Jack?
Okay, thanks so very much, and thank you very, very much, Steve, and thank you, Bud Dickman. This is Jack Armstrong's Cavalcade of Sport Notebook. You know, everyone, I used to be a news blogger, and I blogged about the different political situations. I wasn't no good at it. Okay, I'll admit that to you. But I do feel I found a home with sport. And I want to do my very first blog entry about what the Super Bowl means to me. The Super Bowl is the greatest sport of all time.
It's not a sport, it's a game.
I mean, that's what I mean. It's the greatest game of all time. It pits the two best teams in the country. And they go at it, and they play until one team is the winner. And then the other one goes home. And, you know, it's great. And
yeah, but you got to say what sport.
Do you mind if I just do this?
You're not supposed to butt in.
You're not even saying what sport it is.
You mind if I do this? This is Jack Armstrong. The Super Bowl is the greatest game there is of the greatest sport there is, which is
football.
Football, there's nothing like it. The popcorn, the peanuts, the Cracker Jacks, and the hot dog. And when they come onto the field and
they kick off.
And they kick off, the ball
sails through the air.
Sails through the air. And is caught
by the return man.
And it is that point when we see the great game of football played between two teams featuring
11 men.
I'll tell you, I love
football.
Football. And I know you'll love
football.
Football, too. This is Jack Armstrong. And where I used to be a news blogger, I think I found a home.
As a sports blogger.
Jack Armstrong's Cavalcade of Sports
Notebook.
Notebook. Here on
The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. And
Steve Bozell. Cavalcade of Sport.
Cavalcade of Sport.
What a dick.
Talking to me?
Yeah, what a dick.
Well, that's all the time we have for the show today, folks. As I said, Mr. Hendry he's diseased, and I shouldn't say it like that, but he does. We do have sickness in here, and so I just want to tell each and every one of you that Mr. Hendry appreciates, like you would not believe, your support. And he will be back tomorrow. He has told me he will be back on Friday for the full-on show, and then he'll have the chat on Friday night, and then he'll have the BSP-only show on Saturday, and then on Sunday. Also, the Phil Hendry movie, finally, with the ending of the Lion season. Phil Hendry's Saturday Cinema will be returning on Saturday. This is Steve Bozell here. And it's been a Steve Bozell Cavalcade of Sports, executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved here on Podcast One.
Phil Henry's sick, though.
Yeah. I'm Jack Armstrong, and
goodbye.
Goodbye.